This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now inside Studio 123 with Katie Henriksen, our very own host of Note here on KUAF. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. We always appreciate you coming by and giving listeners kind of a heads up on what's coming up on your program, which your next program will be Sunday evening.
Yes, and the Sunday Symphony is just, I just love the opportunity to play full symphonies. So symphonic works that can last even over an hour long, and they're uninterrupted, and it's a great, in my mind, it's a great time to unwind and get ready for the week ahead.
Yes.
So it's really nice. And so this week I've picked out two just glorious symphonies, Beethoven's Third Symphony, his Eroica Symphony, and Schubert's Ninth Unfinished Symphony. We'll hear from the San Francisco Symphony both times and the same conductor, which is not something I always do. So it'll be fun because then you can listen to the same symphony orchestra performing two very different pieces, but they pair very nicely together.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week, I have an interview coming up with a cello-piano duo. It's Matt Heimovitz and Christopher O'Reilly. Matt Heimovitz is the cellist, and Christopher O'Reilly is pianist. They're both an American duo, but their recent collaboration is called Troika. So it's all about the Slavic soul.
Oh.
This is what they call it. They said they're exploring the Slavic soul. So
okay.
It's like people like Shostakovich and Rachmaninoff. But then they also put weird things in there. Like, I don't know if you're aware of the band Pussy Riot.
I am.
Well, they cover Pussy Riot on this album. So it's a lot of fun. And also something that's interesting about this project is they started this project way before our current political situation, in which there's the investigation on whether the Trump administration was involved with Russia and everything. So it's a really fascinating project. I'll be playing from the album all week long, and I'll have an interview with Heimovitz and O'Reilly airing this coming Thursday.
Perfect.
And then I also am planning to play something that came up because, well, I don't know if you were there, but I was at the Brooklyn Writer and Bela Fleck concert, 10 by 10 art series at the Walton Arts Center.
You're a big fan.
Yes, I love Brooklyn Writer and Bela Fleck. I love those collaborations where they're cross-genre, so it's bluegrass with classical, very great. And Brooklyn Writer is a young string quartet. They're doing so much. One of the things they've done is to perform and record Philip Glass. Well, I was really excited to be at that concert because I was expecting all like stuff, the collaborations with Bela Fleck and Brooklyn Writer. Well, all of a sudden, Brooklyn Writer decided they were going to play Philip Glass's String Quartet number 7, and it was beautiful. It's only 17 minutes long, and it's all in one movement. And so look forward to that on this week's program. I'm not sure which day yet, but you will hear it sometime this week. And they recorded it's 7 and 8, I believe, is the string quartets they recorded. So lots of fun stuff to look forward to this week. And you can always like keep up with Of Note on Facebook and on Twitter. Of Note KUF is my Twitter handle. But in case you want to kind of be in the know about all these
what's
things.
What's coming up and what day it's on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. You can check online. And if you want to listen on KUAF, it is Sunday through Thursday evenings from 8 to 10. And on KUAF 2 from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.